actually, it was very powerful for me to be like, oh man, I've been in victim mode most of my life. So it was powerful for me to be able to start to look at, I'm going to help all the people who are stuck in victim mode as I overcome this. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where we decide that it's awesome and you don't get to question it.
No questions are welcome.
Except for the ones that they actually offer. And we'll be answering all of those.
Yes.
No questions about how awesome this is or not.
No questions about that.
Yeah. Unless it's super awesome. Then you can ask that question.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Did you follow?
Does everyone understand?
Pop quiz. Okay. Evans.
Hey, Lori.
Have we shared, and I think that we have, that we have a morning song for you?
Ooh. Wait.
You know it. You know our morning song.
Oh, that you and Chris sing?
Yeah.
Thank
heavens. It's Evans. Wait, I added to it though.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Thank heavens. It's Evans. She knows what she likes. Oh, yeah. She doesn't walk to work. She rides her bike.
Yeah.
Every morning. You thought it was going to be better than that. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. If you want a happy life, lower your expectations.
And sing.
And sing. It's going to be way better.
That's all. That's the end of the episode.
That's all, folks. And thank you for tuning in. Leave a comment. A nice one. Only 5 stars and only a nice one. All right. So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was really great.
You had a big celebration this weekend.
Yes. It was my friend's baby shower and it was so beautiful.
Didn't you have something else?
Oh, my boyfriend's birthday. Like, no, there's nothing else.
Nothing big. Nope. Nothing significant happened.
Just the man I love celebrating his day of birth.
Okay, first, give me one cool thing about the birthday celebration. And then I remember you told me something cool about what they did at the baby shower.
Oh, yeah. The best thing about the birthday celebration was the cheeseburger that I had. It was out of control.
So tell me about it, please.
Perfect cheese to meat ratio. I apologize to vegetarians who are not enjoying this, but I imagine it would be good on a vegetarian patty as well.
Yes, the cheese was probably amazing as well.
It was amazing. Bun, all around, great situation. Good pickles, fries, nailed it.
Sounds amazing.
Very healthy.
Yum. Okay, and that was at the, what was it, Pally House?
That was the hotel, and we went to this place called Golden Bull for a little hamburger steak dinner.
Mm, fun. Mm-hmm. So funny, like as you get older, your birthdays are just kind of like, actually, I just want to be with my loved ones and have a meal.
Yeah, I just want a burger.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong. Sounds more like your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you kind of take control of that or what?
He did that.
What did he want? Is that what he wanted or did you surprise him?
He wanted a steak dinner.
Mm, you know what's funny? I feel like Chris is always like, I don't know, as long as you're happy, I'm happy. What do you want? I'm like, hey, it's
yeah.
True. Good man. We're going to go eat some kale again. Yeah. All right. And he's like, oh God, no, not again. I'm like, well, you let me decide. So, okay, the baby shower too. Didn't she do some really cool stuff?
Yes.
You showed me a picture. It was to die for.
Oh my gosh. So this amazing girl who did portraits when you got there, she colors portraits of you and they're the cutest thing ever. And I think she's in LA. So maybe I should see what her name is.
Yeah. You should find her handle because that was so adorable.
I know what her handle is. Chasing Linen. It's at Chasing Linen.
Yeah, at Chasing Linen. Okay, because I loved them. I thought that that was the coolest party favor, like just a little.
It was so cute. Y'all have to look her up.
Yeah.
She also has a podcast called the Modern Creative Podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that neat?
I wonder what we can learn to do from the podcast.
I know. I don't know. We'll have to tune in.
Maybe it's like listening to Bob Ross.
Yeah. Happy little trees.
Which, by the way, I was just watching stories and it was, this is so random, but it was Rachel Platten watching Bob Ross. And she was saying how she's like, oh my God, he was like personal development ahead of his time. And like quoting all these things. And it really was. He was like motivational speaker while painting trees. Cause he was like,
here's where
you gotta take a risk, but only the good things come when you take a risk. And he like, you know, cause your picture's already painted. Yeah. And if you're going to add something to an already painted picture, like maybe the final tree, like you can really F it up. Like that is risky.
So risky. But Bob knew
that you can have an already good painted picture, but if you want greatness, you're going to have to risk it all to add the final pine.
That's it. This podcast is over.
Mind blown. Final pine.
Are you going to be bold enough to add that final pine or not? Do it.
Add the final pine.
Add the final pine because you weren't put on this earth to just put a little
twig
up there.
To have one less pine. To have a little twig.
Yeah. Even though those are important.
Those are supportive.
Yeah. You do need twigs.
Never underestimate the power of good twigs.
Twigs are good. That was also my mom's dog's name. Twig.
Was it really? That's so
rest
cute.
In peace.
Rest in peace, Twig. He might be running around actually helping us somehow.
He's probably listening to this and loving it.
He's like, oh, I'm here actually, and I'm drawing my final pine. All right. So, quotey quote time.
You go first.
Okay. All right. So, these quotes are about kind of like where we're at or how we're feeling. And mine is about, I'll read it to you first.
Okay.
It's random, but great. It's by Jacque Barzun.
Ooh.
Or Jackie Barzun.
Yeah.
So in Producers, loafing is productive. And no creator of whatever magnitude has ever been able to skip that stage any more than a mother can skip gestation. So loafing is not something you do in the morning.
Nope.
Or something a baker does.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we kind of all do. Loafing is like, loafing is productive procrastination.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, to all of you natural procrastinators, this quote isn't for you because you got to take some action and get off your keister.
That's right.
But this is for people who don't loaf enough.
Like you?
Yeah. Like I need to buy loafers to remind myself to be like, loaf, can't skip it.
Yeah. Just loaf around for a little bit.
Hashtag just loaf.
Hashtag just loaf.
Because so what's happening to me right now is like, ooh, new year, tons of ideas. I have no lack of ideas that I know will be super profitable and amazing.
Yes.
And I will enjoy them. Except what happens is there's many ideas. And it's not that I need the idea, but I've never given myself actual space for more than like a week or 2 weeks to be like, what's actually coming through for me. But I'm feeling this bizarre like period where I'm supposed to just like look and observe at all of these ideas.
Yes.
And the gestation period, like don't skip over this. Like because the ideas keep evolving so clearly, I'm like, okay, stop.
Right.
And you have amazing things right now. Focus on that and see what happens. So you can't skip over it.
You can't. Just like a caterpillar has to get in that cocoon for a little bit.
Uh-huh. And if you pull it out early, it's going to be like a cat.
Yep.
And a pillar. And you're going to be like, what is this? It's not a butterfly.
It's not a butterfly. It's not ready yet.
Yeah. And you can't even build a house with one pillar and nobody wants a single cat.
No, you got to have more than one for sure. Got to have a bunch.
Yeah. So
thank you, Lori. Let's just get a bunch of cats. Loaf around. It's fine.
Get a pillar. Put a plant on it. Hey, do you remember this trend real quick before I get your quote?
Yes. Do
you remember Home Goods?
Oh, yeah. It still exists.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And I bet we can still get pillars there.
But
do you remember pillars were like a staple in the 90s and 2000s?
Yes. With a plant on it or something?
Yes.
Yes.
Like pillars were like,
here's my home. I have many small baby pillars and I have large pillars in the corner with plants on them. And if you were lucky, you might even have pillars holding up your living room.
That's true. Mm-hmm. If you had pillars that were separating your den from your kitchen,
high class, heavy hitter.
I want to be at your dinner party. Yeah,
exactly. Me too. And you know why?
Why?
There were pillars on their table too.
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
candle like on, pillars.
Yes.
You guys, when I first met Chris, he probably had no less than 25 pillars around his house. I'm not shitting you.
He's a big pillar guy.
He is. I was like, wow, are you from Rome? Because you have a lot of history in here. I mean, how old are these pillars? I can't tell if these are 1,000 years Rome? Old or hey. If these are 5 minutes old.
That just says a lot about Chris.
Like if I didn't know better, I thought he had his own mold in the back, like just popping out pillars.
Just loves pillars.
That and fake flowers too.
He must have gone to Michael's.
I think he just stuck to Home Goods.
He just stayed there.
Yeah. I don't think he probably ventured out to Michael's. I think that's a lot.
A little overwhelming.
Yeah. But I think that Home Goods probably brought in those flowers.
Yeah. That was nice. He probably just bought the display and was like, I could see Chris being totally. Like, look, I just want this whole thing. How much do I have to pay for it?
That's like, exactly how he was. And like, he wanted his house decorated. So I think he was probably just like, pillars and flowers.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was honestly like back in the day, I was like, wow, this guy like decorates and like,
yes.
Like I was very impressed with his place. But then I really started counting the pillars and I was a little alarmed.
Too many pillars.
Yeah. I was like really confused. Anyway, moving on. Tell me your quote.
Oh, it's by J.K. Rowling. And she says, we do not need magic to transform our world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
I like it. It's like we all have an inner wand.
We do.
Can I just tell you something about that woman?
What?
I went to Harry Potter World.
And
they are making so much money off of wands. Have you seen them?
No.
I almost did. I almost bought into Wand World. It's ridiculous. But let me tell you why.
Why?
Because the wands activate things around the park. So these kids are standing. I'm like, what are these kids standing in a line for? Because there's this, like this big random line in the middle of nowhere. And I look up and they're all like, they're like 1, 2, 3. And they point their wand and the wand like unlocks this clock that's like, and then it unlocks this door. And so then the kid is done and the next kid is pointing their wand. I'm like, don't they get that? Nobody's actually like there. The wand isn't working. But no, but the wands do have an activator in them, probably like a battery or some sort of sonar.
Yeah. Sonar.
I think sharks use sonar. Yeah. I don't think that's what the wand uses. But
I like it.
I will say it was very cool because I almost got a wand because it like you'd walk in the windows, like you could activate like cooking a turkey or something and like baking bread or like opening something or turning on a light. Like it would tell you like wave your wands at the windows or whatever. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. Like, and yeah, I was about to JK talk Rowling. About waving your wand and being careful about it, but
just wave it around.
Yeah. Just keep that wand safe though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Make sure it's a real wand. All right. So just to make sure. So these wands are in this. Here's the thing about the wands.
What?
This might not seem important right now, but
it is. It has a lesson in here.
I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Thinking on my toes. So there's wands everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I pick them up. I'm like, these are actually beautiful. They look like they're whittled, but they're also just stamped out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
They look there and there's 30 different flavors of wands, whatever you want.
Yes.
And I pick them up and I'm like, does this say $70? Like,
whoa.
Does this say $35? Does this like they're all different prices? And I was like, here's what I want to talk about. Never underestimate the power of a silly little idea that you think is silly and little and it's not, or that someone calls silly or little and it's not at all, because you never know when you are the next wand maker.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
J.K. Rowling writing those books on cocktail napkins.
And that is not even, and I'm only saying this because the wand is only an extension of what her little idea has like started.
Right.
It's out of control. Like there's so many things that can come if you're thinking big and if you just don't care.
Yeah, you just follow your heart.
By the way, that roller coaster, have you been on it?
No.
It's only 15 seconds long. That's a little disappointing.
But you guys, don't let that mess with you. Like, go anyway. Just don't wait in line for more than, get the fast pass, but don't wait in line more than 5 minutes for this, or you will be like, I couldn't believe it. My mouth was on the ground. All right. But here we go.
Here we go.
What's the, are we getting into the queue?
Yes. Do you want your review of the week?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This is,
of course,
I love these. Such a great one. This is from Victoria Plummer. She said, I absolutely love all the wisdom and laughs that Lori imparts to her listeners. It literally brightens my day listening to her questionably awesome days with her assistant, Evans. I laughed the entire time. I stopped my workout and wrote this review because I couldn't stop laughing at her and her husband's podcast together. Besides being really funny, the show has so much value for growing entrepreneurs like myself.
Victoria.
Victoria Plummer.
Thank you. And I want to know what your wand moment is. What's your magic wand?
Oh, girl.
Oh, girl.
Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria. Victoria. Your name isn't Gloria. Gloria. Okay. So Victoria's getting a mug or a t-shirt.
Yes, she is.
And she's going to be getting that by mail.
She's going to get it by snail mail and she's going to love it.
And you know what? I hope you like your mailman, because technically we just activated you seeing your mailman.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Whoosh, mailman activation.
Wand.
Welcome.
Whoop, whoop. Okay. Thank you for that beautiful review. That makes me so happy, because there's another listener. That's, we're up to four now.
Yes.
Grateful.
Four.
Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag blessed.
All right. So question.
This is a really great question, and it's from Nicole Wilson.
Love her.
Love her. She said,
I mean, I don't know if I know her, but love her.
You love her.
Okay.
She said, what helped you / what shift did you have to make to tell your story, feel your story, from less of a victim mentality to more of a journey lesson mentality?
All right. Putting on my thinking cap here, switching modes. Mm-hmm. So for me, in order to do that, I do think for me, there were times when it was too soon to tell my story. Number one, I hadn't processed it yet. So I needed a safe space to process my story, first of all. So if you're feeling like a victim in your story, a lot of times we can start by shifting on our own. You don't necessarily need people at all to do that. It's just like a huge support to be able to process with people.
Yes.
For me, I had to start looking at understanding that my story was actually what I was going to teach. And actually, it was very powerful for me to be like, oh man, I've been in victim mode most of my life. So it was powerful for me to be able to start to look at, I'm going to help all the people who are stuck in victim mode as I overcome this.
Yes.
So I also looked at all the reasons why I'm going to be able to help so many more people through that story. So I think healing it, processing it, and knowing that you went through the story to help people who are currently in that story. Ooh. That is such a powerful place. Like, without it, this is so crazy, because so many people come to me and they say, I don't feel like I have a story. So, and that's a whole other conversation, not for this one, but I want to say, right, a lot of times our stories is where our strengths and our power comes from, is overcoming it and knowing that that's going to be the people that we can talk to. And that's also where our strength came from, is overcoming that and turning it into the why you must overcome it and get through it.
Yes. I love that.
So what's something, Evans, that you feel like has helped shape you that was challenging?
Ooh, my parents got a divorce.
Yeah.
And that was challenging for me, because it brings up new family dynamics and new people in your life, but it challenges you to keep your relationship with your parents strong.
I love that, because I've actually heard from people like, oh, well, your parents weren't divorced when you were growing up, so you wouldn't understand. Or I had it really hard because my parents weren't together, like still using that as a crutch, which I get it, but that's, that would be where it's so easy to go into victim mode instead of, wow, this could be something that's really helped me understand a lot more people, or help me get closer as individuals to my parents.
Right. You get a lot more alone time with your parents.
Hey, okay. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. You've now created a story as to why that was actually of benefit for you.
Great.
Yeah. Instead of focusing into why it wasn't.
Right.
So that's how you overcome it.
Yes.
Create a story as to why the thing could be of benefit to you and how it has strengthened you and your character, whether it's strengthened you to be able to forgive faster, to be able to let go faster, to be able to move through something faster, to not take things personal. There's a million different things.
So many things. You can learn from everything.
I love that.
Me too.
So good. All right. You don't, didn't turn you into a bitter Betty.
I don't think so.
No, I mean,
not yet.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know, unless you're hiding her. I don't know.
Nope.
You, the second you leave, you're like,
bitter Betty.
Just kidding. If your name is Betty, we can, beautiful Betty.
Yeah, beautiful Betty.
Yeah, either one.
Bodacious Betty.
Bodacious Betty.
She's listening.
Hey, that used to be a word. It's probably not an acceptable word anymore, but they used to call you a Betty. Like it was a babe, like it was a surfer term.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute, but it's not good anymore.
Like a Betty. I don't know.
I don't know
what's good anymore.
I don't even know the terms anymore.
Somebody let me know.
Let us know the terms.
Just kidding. Don't. Let's go.
Oh, Nicole Wilson had another part of that question.
Go, Nicole.
And it's a little different. She said, what advice do you have for someone who is putting themselves out there to the public more? What should we expect? What will she avoid?
Avoid, if you see people holding tomatoes, like avoid it.
Get out of town.
Get out of town because they have something for you.
Yep.
For a person who's putting themselves out more, don't take anything personal.
Mm-hmm.
That's my best advice. Honestly, I could just go to town on this one because you're going to get people's opinions when you're putting yourself out there more. And it's amazing. You're also going to get people telling you how awesome you are.
Yeah.
So and you get to help people, obviously, is number one. So focus on the fact that in order for your audience to hear you and find you, you have to speak loudly and you have to be clear and you have to be consistent.
Yes.
And when they find you, they're going to love you. They're going to thank their lucky stars for you. You're going to impact them and you're going to change their life. So please focus on the fact that you are literally, by you showing up, you are fulfilling your purpose and you're changing lives. And we need you desperately.
Ooh.
You have to focus on that.
Yes.
Because what's going to happen is one person is going to say something and you're going to be like, whoa, this is horrible. Yeah,
it's going to hurt your feelings.
It's going to hurt and it sucks. And that's okay. So I guess the main thing that I want to say here is like, feel it, delete it, please. It, depending on how you want to respond to it, I highly recommend, I think no response is a very powerful response dependent upon how much you want to engage in that particular negative comment.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something, I definitely have friends who are like, hey, if it's something that I know I could say, hey, just want to inform you, this is how I actually feel. Thank you so much for your feedback. If it's something where it is a logical person saying some feedback that could actually be useful, definitely respond if you want to. But if it's something where it's just argumentative, please don't engage. Like, do not engage. That's that is energy that could be used for good and shifted, and you're wasting it. You're literally chucking it out the window into the garbage dumpster.
And you could be using that energy to paint your pine tree.
Oh, you're painting your final pine.
You're painting your final pine right now. You don't have time to worry about that other stuff.
No, you literally just took a break from your painting,
right?
And you went and you like drank poison.
That's not good. That sounds awful.
It's awful, but that's what it's compared to.
Hey, guess what? There's another question.
I can't wait.
It's from at Taylor Qwilmot. Qwilmot. If you could be doing anything else in life, what would it be and why?
Oh, TQ. And those last questions were great, by the way.
I agree. I love
So, okay, let's see. If I could be doing anything else, what would I be doing? Like, is this anything?
Anything.
Oh, I'd be a performer. Hands down.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah. I'd be a singer or I would be a singer, dancer, comedian.
Ooh, you can still do that.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on it.
Yeah. Your variety show.
Yeah. I kind of like have that little secret opening thing that might be happening somewhere.
You heard it here first.
You might want to come to the Bliss Project.
Are you going to cut someone in half?
Mm.
Like a magician?
we're still that testing that bad. Out. That one's still in, we're test mode.
No one's going to get cut in half at Bliss.
Everyone's going to be amazing and whole there.
You're going to come out. Maybe you'll feel like you're in half when you get there. You're going to be whole by the time you leave.
You're going to be a whole person.
Whole.
Like for those.
Hearted.
Yeah. For the. Is there a song, Wholehearted? There is, isn't there?
Wholehearted.
That's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to be a whole person. And what was the question?
The question was if you could be doing anything else in life, what would it be and why?
That. Oh, you know why? You know the wisdom I want to impart on this?
Please.
I do want to say I am not those things right now, but I know that I have those things in me. So I'm bringing them forward. I'm not good at these things. Like when people are like, oh yeah, but you can do that because you're you or you do this or that. I'm like, oh, no, that's even worse when people know who you are and you're like, I want to sing and then you're bad. So like, I truly remember when people were like, oh, you went from bikini and figure competitions to fitness. They're like, oh, well, that's easy for you because people like know who you are in the fitness world. And I was like, no,
it's
not easy because I don't dance and people have an expectation. So, and I'm not saying whatever, poor me. I am saying there's two different things going on there because people can now start to have an expectation like, oh,
yes,
you should be good at this because you're out in public and you're used to being in public. And I'm like, but I've never
done that
before. Performed a song or written poetry in my life, but I'm putting it out there. So it's very, So do it. Like add it to what you're doing. Like if you, I am not kidding you. If you work, here's what I love about what flight crew was that?
Southwest?
Yeah, Southwest. Like honestly, I love companies and businesses and anywhere, anyone can give themselves permission right now to be like, you know what? I'm a performer or I'm a performer at heart. I'm a singer, even though I'm not. Like you can start incorporating those things into your job. And that's why it's like some of the happiest people in the world is because they can just create what you wish existed.
Be themselves.
Yeah. There's so many people that, okay, so I was just on an interview with a girl and she had created, she was interviewing me about my book with like 30 employees on the call. And she had basically created a position where she's like, you know what? This company needs a place where the women can kind of come together and support each other because it was a really male dominated industry. And she wanted the women to have a space. It was so cool. A space to like process and connect because the women weren't very connected. Mm-hmm. And she, went to like her higher ups and pitched this idea like, hey, can I get these women on a call and create this little community? And now she's like leading this community and she created it. So create what you want. And if you're like, oh, my company doesn't do that, you haven't pitched it 10 times. So you don't know if your company does that or not.
Sometimes all you have to do is ask.
Ask. Multiple times. I don't know of anything that's worked out without me asking, like, you know, that call I have tomorrow. That's like a really nice big call that I'm very excited about again.
I do.
What was it? 5 emails?
A lot of asks.
Yeah. And we even knew her.
Yeah. It was a nice ask.
Yeah. Very nice ask. You got a nice ask.
You got a nice ask.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave because you got a nice ask. You ask all day long.
Q, Q, Q.
Q, Q, Q. What's next?
What's next is from @_Caroline_Fing. Sorry if I mispronounced that.
I wonder what her parents were thinking when they named her underscore in the
underscore.
Middle.
That's a cool middle name.
It was very, like, they came from a very clerical family.
They were accountants. And Caroline asked.
I love you, Caroline. Thank you for letting us joke about your clerical name.
Like your clerical
we
name.
We know it's not your real name.
She's wondering, what do you do when you are faced with unkindness and fear?
Ooh, I typically cry. So, yes. But for real, unkindness and fear. Yeah, I acknowledge it. I'm faced with it every day.
Right.
I think I'd be lying if I said like, there's not some form of like unkindness or fear every single day. And not in a horrible way, but in like a, you know, there's some days that are worse than others. And there's some days where there's none at all. Like there's very little. First of all, for fear, in certain areas, fear is going to get less and less if you face it and acknowledge it and talk about it. Like, I think it's so powerful that you're even asking about it because the more that I share my fears with other people, the smaller they get because I find that I'm not alone in my fear. The more that I isolate myself and don't tell people how I'm feeling, or I don't talk about maybe the unkindness that I'm afraid of. it can get worse. So for unkindness, I don't give unkindness like any time. I just don't. It's like when people are rude to me, if I allow that to get into my realm or if I take it personal, that's on me. So the unkindness thing, I'm like, I've got two choices here. If it's really bad and it's someone who's constantly being unkind, I can stop. And I've said this a lot. I can stop stepping in front of the bus. Like if you know the bus is going to run you over and it doesn't have brakes,
yikes,
get out of its way. And it's your fault if you keep stepping in front of it and you know it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
So avoid it. Stop talking to that person. Get it out of your life as much as you possibly can. Yes, even if it's family, stand up for yourself and say, I love you, but I'm not going to continue to
participate
in this. And then the other one is just, if it's something that, you know, is just randomness, forgive it. I let it go. I'm like, ooh, they're in a rough spot. I'm like, you need a lot of love. And I, you know, if it's a comment or whatever, block, delete, bye. That's my life.
Yes.
And then for fear, I mean, it just depends. What do you do for fear?
Face your fear and it'll disappear.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's not always that easy, but that's usually what happens.
Oh man. Like you must. So your fear, because you have a lot of phone calls to make on the daily.
Yes. But I'm not really scared of the phone.
No?
No.
Like even when it's asks and like where you like have to ask for things that don't feel great.
Oh, I don't love, tell things. I don't love that, but you just got to do it.
Yeah, you're really good about that. You guys, listen to this one. So we're going to take some advice from ECRAD today.
Oh, man.
So here's the thing, though. No, it's so great. Like, we'll say something like trying to solve something maybe with like a hotel contract because we have a lot of events that are coming up or we always have a lot of events.
Yes.
And she's got to do a lot of negotiating and figuring out and like talking about hard stuff and like asking for challenging things. And she will like, we'll be like, okay, well, what should we do? And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to get on the phone right now.
Yeah, you just got to get on that phone.
You like band-aid it. You just tear that puppy right off.
It's just eat that frog first.
Yeah, like you'd be a good waxer. You know that?
Oh.
Do you wax your own brows or anything?
No, I don't. I really should, but
your brows look great. No, you shouldn't. I just didn't know if you did them or someone else did them.
Nobody does them at the moment.
I have a terrible waxing story.
Tell it.
I can't really tell it.
Oh.
I mean, I kind of can.
Tune in next time.
It got real intense. I went through a phase where I was like, I'm going to do everything myself to save money. So, and I was good. Like I worked at a salon, so I knew how to wax my brows and my mustache and my chin and my chest. I'm just kidding.
My chest.
Hey, you never know.
Hey, there's no judgment for anyone who waxes
judgment.
Their chest. You
I
do
might,
what you want to do.
I might have. You don't know.
I don't know.
You're going to keep guessing.
I don't know.
Anyway, so I decided to wax some lady parts. You don't know if it's my chest
or
my
butt.
And it just went awry.
Yeah.
And it got real bad. And Chris came home and I was crying and breathing heavy. And it was real bad.
But you got it fixed.
Hours later.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Sweat, almost passing out. Don't wax yourself unless it's on your face. Yep.
That sounds real painful.
It was real bad.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's okay. It is something that I'm trying to heal. So I feel like when I bring it to light.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it can go away.
Because in isolation, I was feeling ashamed.
But you have nothing to be ashamed about.
And I feel like it's a PSA to be like, no, you know what? $30, guys.
Yep. Just save for a little bit.
Pay it.
Pay
it. Pop up a lemonade stand. And you can be happy.
Earn it.
Earn it.
Earn that wax.
Earn it. Don't burn it. All right. Was there another question?
You know, there's not. That's it.
Awesome. Well, this was a great one. I feel like we really left off on a good foot there.
Waxing and painting trees.
Wax on, wax off. What was that from again?
Oh, Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah.
That's
did you
a good
do
place.
This, did you do the stance?
What stance?
The Karate Kid stance.
Oh.
When you were young. The kick. The crane.
Oh, the crane. That thing?
Yes. If you didn't see it, she just popped her hands up. But she did it.
Like a dinosaur?
Like with chicken hands. Like with... All right. So, you know, if you haven't done the crane yet today, do it. It's good for balance. Do the kick up.
Yep.
And hashtag crane and tag me. Don't do that. Yeah. You're going to pull something.
Don't do that.
You know what? If you do it, just warm up. Warm up. Some warm wax.
Warm up some wax and call it a day.
So you have 3 seconds to impart a sentence of wisdom. You should see your face right now.
Oh, no.
3 seconds. Impart a sentence of wisdom that you feel you've been tapping into lately.
Don't worry, be happy.
No, there's always something. Okay. I love that. Don't worry, be happy. And no one said it better than Bobby McFerrin.
Yep.
From
just get out there and do your best and let your light shine and dance the night away and sleep until you have your rest and take your vitamins and don't be mean.
That's the best advice, literally in the most simplistic form. So you heard it here. And if you need more wisdom, tune in next week to Questionably Awesome, where you'll be questioning if this is awesome, but you won't be able to answer.
3 people next week.
Yes.
Exciting.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. So much gratitude to you. And make sure you share this with another friend that maybe you don't like to get them back. All right. Have the best day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.